Dylan, welcome to YCare International's 3-Minute Roundup. You're our first interviewee, so thank you very much for helping us start this off.
No problem.
Can you start by telling us what disaster risk reduction is?
Okay, it's a term that is used to cover a lot of activities, but broadly speaking, it's to help young people and communities, in our context anyway, understand and analyse the risks that they face from natural hazards such as floods or landslides and earthquakes, and help them plan accordingly. So how they can actually avoid or minimise some of those risks in the first place.
And how does that fit into YCare International's work?
So YCare works with young people throughout the world, working through the YMCA movement to support the needs of vulnerable and marginalised young people. We've been committed to supporting our partners to do good quality emergency response work to help people in times of most need, and disaster risk reduction is a really important part of our emergency work. So really strengthening people's capacity to prevent some of these or minimise the negative consequences of some of these disasters happening in the first place.
Can you explain, draw a picture for us, if you like, of exactly the type of thing that you might do to prepare young people for disasters?
Sure. So an example would be in a small community in Sierra Leone. It's a small slum community called Crewe Bay. It has floods every year, and that's partly because the drainage channels in this community are completely blocked. So we would support young people to form committees to understand how the relationship between the drainage channels that run through their community and the flooding that they experience, and the various parts of their community that get flooding more heavily than others. So empowering young people to understand those risks and actually providing them with support to then clear some of those drainage channels, raise awareness amongst the community of the need not to dump rubbish in the river, actually is a fairly low-cost way of being able to have a high impact to prevent flooding in that community.
And you mentioned about tree planting as well. That's a big thing in disaster preparedness, right?
Yeah, in disaster risk reduction, one of the most effective methods is actually planting trees in areas that have been subject to serious deforestation. Deforestation and landslides are very very much linked. So just the simple act of planting trees on slopes can actually minimise the risk of flooding.
So you feel like YCare International is really making a difference?
It's a huge difference. A very small intervention can make a big impact.
Thank you.
That was more.